From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted to have you listening today to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. In this series on the law of God, Dr. Cairns has been expounding the full force of the Ten Commandments. Men tend to think of the Decalogue only in relation to outward acts, but Christ made it clear that it is the heart attitude with which God is most concerned. The only proper motive for obedience to God's law is the glory of God. Dr. Cairns has explained that the Ten Commandments express God's holiness and exalt His goodness. They expose man's wickedness while extolling Christ's righteousness. As we'll see today, the commandments expound the righteousness of believers found in Christ alone. Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message in just a few minutes. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 25 and verse 9. And Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. A very important question this seemed to be to the king of Judah, and possibly it is of even more weight with the tried and tempted Christian. To lose money is at no times pleasant, and when principle involves it, the flesh is not always ready to make the sacrifice. Why lose that which may be so usefully employed? May not the truth itself be bought too dear? What shall we do without it? Remember the children and our small income. All these things and 1,000 more would tempt the Christian to put forth his hand to unrighteous gain, or stay himself from carrying out his conscientious convictions when they involve serious loss. All men cannot view these matters in the light of faith. And even with the followers of Jesus, the doctrine of we must live has quite sufficient weight. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this is a very satisfactory answer to the anxious question. Our Father holds the purse strings, and what we lose for His sake, He can repay 1,000-fold. It is ours to obey His will, and we may rest assured that He will provide for us. The Lord will be no man's debtor at last. Saints know that a grain of heartsease is of more value than a ton of gold. He who wraps a threadbare coat about a good conscience has gained a spiritual wealth far more desirable than any he has lost. God's smile and a dungeon are enough for a true heart. His frown and a palace would be hell to a gracious spirit. Let the worst come to the worst. Let all the talents go. We have not lost our treasure, for that is above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Meanwhile, even now, the Lord maketh the meek to inherit the earth, and no good thing doth he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Thank you.
The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place." Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Be Thou My Vision. This beautiful and inspiring CD would make a wonderful Christmas gift for family and friends. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone toll-free to 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
Death of mercy, can there be? Mercy still reserved for me. Can my God, His wrath forbear, be the chief of sinners fair? Whence to me this place of wrong, as my ever cares above? See the cause in Jesus' face, now before the throne of grace. I my Master have denied, I afresh have crucified,
and profaned His hallowed name,
put Him to an open shame. Jesus speaks and pleads His word. He disarms the wrath of God.
Now my Father's mercies move.
He receives me with His love.
Mercy there for me.
thank God the Lord Jesus, the great lawgiver, made himself subject to the law. He owed nothing to the law of God. In fact, he was the very ground of that law's existence. And yet he made himself a debtor to do the whole law. Why? He didn't need to work out a righteousness for himself. He didn't need to earn heaven for himself. He's the God of glory. But thank God he came to do it for you and me, to make a payment on our behalf, to fulfill the precept, and then to pay the penalty of the broken law. Where we had broken God's law, Christ fulfilled it. Where we earned its sentence of wrath, he earned its reward of righteousness. With that life of absolute perfection, the Lord Jesus went to the cross. The blood that he poured out in Calvary was the blood of that perfect righteousness. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And that pouring out of the blood of Jesus Christ was the pouring out in sacrifice to God and to his law, in satisfaction of all the sentence of that broken law. It was the pouring out of a life that had merited heaven, and yet that exposed itself to the terrors of the very wrath of God that constitute hell. The wrath of God that was my due upon the Lamb was laid. Voluntarily, Jesus purchased an eternal inheritance based upon his own perfect, sinless righteousness. And that is the inheritance that he freely confers on the people whom he has united to himself in the covenant of eternal redemption. That leads me quite naturally to the final thing that the law accomplishes. It not only expresses the holiness of God, exalts the goodness of God, exposes the wickedness of man, and extols the sinlessness of Christ, but bless God, it expounds the righteousness of believers. I would recommend you to read carefully Romans 5, 12 to the end, but especially the verses 17 through 19. Where you will read of our condemnation in Adam because of the imputation of his sin, and our justification in Christ because of the imputation of his righteousness. At the end of verse 18 we read, by the righteousness of one, that is of the Lord Jesus, the free gift came upon all men unto justification. The word justification means a making righteous unto justification of life. And then we have one of these great statements of Scripture. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. The word made in that made righteous means constituted righteous. It refers to our legal standing. In other words, what this scripture is saying is, this is the law's verdict on believers. The law of God, which condemns the sinner and cries, guilty, wicked, away with them. That same law now stands before a believer in Jesus Christ, and it gives its verdict, righteous. How can it do it? Why does it do it? solely on the ground of the righteousness of Christ. For he is made unto us righteousness. Or as Jeremiah called him, the Lord our righteousness. This is our perfection. Isaiah the prophet in chapter 54 and 17 quoted these lovely words of Jehovah. He says of his people, their righteousness is of me. That's the righteousness I need. That's the righteousness I want. And beside it, I neither want nor need any other. Their righteousness is of me. And this, my friend, is the Christian's passport to glory. While Pharisees are trying to work their way to heaven, and are all the time working their way deeper into sin and nearer to eternal damnation, believers have a passport to glory. What is it? The imputed righteousness of Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. How and why? Because to believers, God makes over, in a mighty transaction of grace, the totality of the righteousness of Christ. Think of that. Did Jesus ever deserve the wrath of God? No. Did he ever merit the highest place in heaven? Bless God, he did. Did he leave one part of the law of God unsatisfied or unfulfilled? Never! Then that is the righteousness of Jesus, and that is the righteousness that he gives to believers. What a righteousness it is. What a passport to glory. Think of what the scripture says. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. There's no slip between the cup and the lip here. As soon as God justifies a man, that man's glory is settled for all eternity. Why? Because it's founded in the righteousness of Christ. Well, may we exclaim with Paul, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. As I pondered this, it appeared to me this way, that the very law that thundered its anathemas on our hell-deserving heads should now pronounce us righteous and worthy of heaven. While we perform no meritorious work either to expiate our past guilt or earn our future glory, that the law of God should do that is a miracle of wisdom, love, and grace that is entirely worthy of our God. What a God. What a gospel. As I finish up tonight, I want to bring this home to your heart and mine. Listen to me very carefully. The law of God will either condemn you or clear you. The full force of God's law in its absolute perfection will reach right down to you. There will be no escaping that. I stop for a minute. Stop for a minute now. Don't let that thought slide past you. This will be the test of all our professions and all our religion and all our hopes. The full force of all the perfection of the law of God is going to reach down to you and me as if there were not another creature in the universe. Each one of us will stand under that full, blinding glory of the perfection and the holiness of God's law. The question is this: will that law meet you in your sin? And if it does, it will damn you instantaneously, eternally, irrevocably. It will damn you deeper than Sodom and Gomorrah, deeper than Tyre and Sidon, in the depths of a never, never, never ending hell. If the law of God touches you in your sin, it will damn you. Or will it meet you in Christ? Will it meet you in Christ? Already righteous, where the law's fury and wrath has already burned itself out in the perfection of the Savior. And if the law meets you in Christ, it will lead you straight to heaven. Which will it be? Which will it be? Just before I came to this pulpit tonight, I have to be honest, I didn't want to come. I didn't want to preach this. And all I could do was pray that God would take the full force of His moral law and let it reach your heart and mine tonight. If this law condemns you, it condemns you to lead you to Christ. Flee to the Savior. Don't waste a minute in getting to Christ. Man or woman or young person, don't be fiddling while your soul is about to burn in the lake of fire. Oh, flee to Jesus Christ and come to know Him as your Savior. Away with this facade of empty religion. Away with this little cloak with which you shield yourself from the arrows of gospel conviction. Let God show you your soul in the light of His law tonight. And let Him then show you Christ, the only Savior from your sin. Flee to Him. Trust Him. Don't waste a moment in getting right with God. May God bless you. May God save you. And let you know the joy of being able to say, "The Lord is my righteousness."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.